Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests with us talking about a new project. And we have Danielle Steyert, correct, who is with Atlantic Medical Center. And we have Damon Clark, who is with Zion Recovery. But what we really want to talk about, we're starting with Damon here, is clean. What is clean?
All right. Well, good morning, and thank you for inviting us this morning. So CLEAN is the Cass County Substance Abuse Coalition, stands for Community Leadership Efforts Acting Now. We have been continuing to move forward in our vision and our mission. We have a lot of volunteers participating, a lot more people getting involved, and we also have some subcommittees that are being created, and that's what was CLEAN. Well, that's what kind of CLEAN was for, is to say, where in Cass County can we help improve our community? So along with CLEAN, and I've been here before, and we've talked a lot about that, so I really want to talk about this subcommittee. The vice president of CLEAN is Samuel Schwartz. He works at the BHU unit at the Atlantic Medical Center. He put this together. He's working with a gentleman named Tim Wilson from Homestead, Iowa. They work on grants for the homeless. We actually have a very large population of homeless people in Cass County.
That was going to be my question. Do we really have homeless people in Cass County?
We do.
We're so innocent.
Right. And sometimes we don't think of, we don't see them often, or we're not sure. As we've ran some data and looked at the certain areas, we do have quite a few people that are homeless. And so Sam put together this committee. It's called Point in Time, PIT for short. And what will we be doing, that we need some volunteers, actually, we'll talk about that here in a little bit, is on the 30th, we are going to disseminate through all of Cass County. And we will have a map of kind of locations, maybe that the police officer said, hey, homeless people were staying here, or they've been known under this bridge, or that. And we're going to be delivering backpacks of items.
Let's go back a little bit here. And I don't know whether Danielle or you, Damon, want to define homeless. What does that mean?
So in this situation, for the point in time, homeless is if you are in an inhabitable, I can't say that word correctly, but right?
It could be a building.
Right.
So it could even be something we look at as a home.
Right. So what we see is vacant homes, campgrounds, bridges, behind libraries often, a place where you're not getting the necessities you need to live. There's been a couple occasions here in Cass County where families have been living in the campgrounds, and you can't, unfortunately, you can't do that. They were asked to leave, unfortunately.
And when you say they're living there, they don't have access to
water and food. Basic. Yes, ma'am. And I'll let Danielle kind of explain exactly what we're going to be putting in these backpacks.
Yep.
Along with the items, we're also going to have a lot of literature and materials for resource-wise. So I'll let Danielle kind of explain some of that.
So I want to say you're going to be doing, and we'll come back and talk some more about this, finding the homeless. And when you find them, real people, you want to communicate with them and give them something. So Danielle, tell us about that.
Okay, so would we come across these individuals, we will be giving them a backpack that has travel-sized toiletries, hats, gloves, small blankets, socks, and then we would like to put them in book bags so they have something that they could be able to carry around, and then also a few food items for them as well. We will also be giving them, like Damon said, resource guides for assistance for them to be able to get in touch with different agencies in the community to get set up possibly with services.
Mm-hmm. So where do you get all these things that you're putting in the bags, and where do you get the bags?
So we are looking for donations. We will be collecting donations until the 25th. The drop-off site is the Atlantic Medical Center. So if anybody is wanting to donate any items, if they take them to the front desk at the medical center, they will get those items to me, and we'll be putting those backpacks together.
I'm thinking you're probably willing to take some money, but you're really talking about items here.
Yeah.
And how many of us have, when I go to the dentist, I get a little tube of toothpaste, and it sits there in my cupboard, and, well, occasionally if I travel, I take it with me. Otherwise, it just sits there. I'll bet somebody's got some of those, and also a free toothbrush, right?
Absolutely. Or when we go to the hotels and we bring our shampoos and conditioners home with us, little travel sizes, those are perfect to put in the backpacks.
Okay. So we need to kind of think about what we might have that could go in that backpack. But money's always acceptable.
Yeah, and we really are looking for, and we talk for bags. We're not looking for people to go out and buy bags. We're not asking for companies to donate. Now, they can, but if you have old bags that you were going to give to Salvation Army or Goodwill, purses, anything that holds, we'll take it.
So it doesn't necessarily need to be a bag that zips? Is that a requirement? Are there any criteria other than maybe just handles?
Just something that they can have to carry all their items in.
Okay.
So again, I know people that collect a lot of bags, or they've just kind of hoarded them. I'm like, well, we'll take those. They'll work perfect. So.
Well, I'm thinking, because you're familiar with this, Produce in the Park has been giving bags away every year. I'll bet somebody has some of those extra that they're not using.
That would be fantastic. Maybe we could talk to some of those people.
Maybe.
All right.
So think about that, and that's a plus for us because it kind of clears the clutter out of our house. It's something that we can feel good about, mm-hmm. and also help somebody else. So, Danielle, why did you get involved with this?
So I have, at the hospital, I've done various different positions. My previous position prior to being the nurse manager was being a care coordinator, and so I dealt with a lot of patients that came through, whether it be the emergency room or up on the inpatient, and have seen that there is a lot of impact that we could be giving resources to patients, and there's definitely a need in the community, and so that was near and dear to my heart.
Good. You've kind of seen that need there, so it's great that you can get involved. And also to have the medical center being supportive of this, so it's a place that, well, a lot of people know where it's at and probably go there on a somewhat regular basis. I want to know, Damon, about, this says it's Cass County's first annual point-in-time count.
Mm-hmm.
Does this go in other counties?
So Tim Wilson is from, I want to say, the Omaha area. He joined Clean as a member, and he's very passionate about helping the homeless. And he really kicked this off. So this, okay. For our area, this is new and exciting at the same time, showing the community that we care. We do care. And those out there that need these items, we're willing to help and let them know that it's okay to ask for help. This is the first one, and I hope to continue many more after.
Yeah. Well, it certainly takes a lot of organization because, as you said, you want to spread out over the county, and you certainly have to put together some map or some grid plan.
So, yeah, we will have a map of Cass County, and we have a meeting and then a training, and it will be – we'll have, like, groups of 2 to 3 people to go in separate areas of that and the map, and cover as much population as we can.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about being a volunteer. We know that you're going to go out and do something, but what about the training?
So we have a training coming up, and I can actually get that out on the Clean's Facebook page. So people interested in volunteering and participating, please check out the Facebook page of Clean. All the information will be on there.
Okay.
They are welcome to join that training if they want to for January 30th.
Because I was going to say the actual count is taking place on January 30th.
Correct.
So the training will be held before that.
Correct. They will be. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So we need to check that out. And I assume Facebook, if you just put in Clean, it's going to come up?
Yep. And then on the flyers, it's also on there. You can contact Sam, myself, and Megan Bierbaum. They're also taking names and numbers of those that want to volunteer, sending them out emails or getting their information to contact and let them know when the meetings are.
Okay. So if we care about people, this might be a great opportunity to just do a little bit of work. Doesn't sound like it's a whole lot of time involved at this point. So you could come. Might also want to come to a clean meeting. You've mentioned some of the people who are there, but you have people from all over the county attending these clean meetings, correct?
Correct, yes. It's growing, and Atlantic Medical Center actually hosted clean this month. It turned out fantastic. We have an amazing group of people from all the sectors, from doctors to county attorneys to therapists to treatment providers, all coming together, all passionate about helping others and how we can all partner and work together.
So I have not been to a clean meeting, I have to confess, but I can imagine there's a lot of discussion about what is needed by people in Cass County.
Sure. So clean originally was focused on substance abuse and improving mental health. That, as well as we build partnerships, we can build these subcommittees. So if you come to a clean meeting and you have people there that have the same interest, you're more than welcome to say, I really want to focus in on that and build a committee. And that's what CLEAN does, is we volunteer together and say, how do we help your subcommittee be successful? In the background of CLEAN, we're also working on grants for Cass County as well for the substance abuse and mental health. So that's going well.
Okay, so particularly for this one, the subcommittee is related to homeless, mm-hmm. and planning this January 30th point in time account and handing out bags. So go to Facebook, CLEAN,
yes.
and see the details, or give Damon a call, 249-9811, and you can get that, of course, if you listen to Backyard and Beyond on KJN. Thank you very much, Danielle Steyert, and to Damon Clark for
coming in to tell us
about this new opportunity in Cass County. Until next time, here's a thought from Alan Alda. Be as smart as you can, but remember that it's also better to be wise than smart.